car and got in the car with him, come all around the end, left my car and home. And next Sunday, one of them come back. Said, hey, watching that business, he did, that is his job down in Jackson, that what's good insurance and what's bad. He said, I want you to go with me today. He said, where at? Said, St. Joseph, Louisiana, 150 miles up in North Louisiana, you know, we're on this way. So we went up there and went into jail. And one of them kept his back on us. And they had done, these people had been in Brent, Alabama, and there's a whole lot of stuff there, and they come on out, and they had done arrested them here and sentenced them to the penitentiary. Where we found them, yes, sir. And the fellow told us, it hadn't been for you, you know, I'd have never found them. Well, I don't know why I done it. And now there's a man come here from Jackson and asked me where a man was. I said, he lives in Hattiesburg. He said, we can't find him. He's not there. He said, I'm going to give you a phone number and a lady will answer it in my home. And I said, then she'll tell me. Well, I never ask him his questions, you know. The FBI don't tell you nothing, you know. Well, anyway, the fellow in it wasn't but a few days. I don't know how come they do it, but they didn't know how I done it. I told him, I said, he's working west of Hammond, Louisiana, and west of Hammond, Louisiana, in a dairy. And I told the lady about it, I called that number, and she answered it. I told him about it. And she said, well, I thank you, she said. And this fellow said, we'd have never found them if we hadn't been for you, you know, this other business, you know. But this is another thing I'm talking about. But anyway, I told him where it's working, and I got the telephone director, his unlisted number, FBI's, you know. And I don't know what they ever done or what they ever got him or what. I don't know. I never asked him what he wanted with him or nothing. It's no use to ask him. World War II, I had him come in and talk with me, you know, about different things. But I used to travel. I would sit right over in Citronelle, Alabama. I put up there once when I was traveling at a hotel there. The old hotel's there yet. Big oil field there now, you know. This fella come in there, name of he says, the people drink, you know, drinking not around there and everything. And I told the boys at the hotel before I found much about him, I said, now, you boys don't go nowhere with this man and don't do nothing around him. I said, he's got here for some purpose. Oh, he said, you're superstitious about everything. I said, well, don't you watch him? Well, they went on, they went down the pool room, the only pool room I was ever in. Bad dry little town, you know. I went down and played pool a little bit, two, three games. And this fella come to me, said, let's us go get us a quart of whiskey. Them other fellas having a good time. I said, Mr.